you know, they went, in other words, they lay one over the other, zigzag. They didn't go straight. They went. Never saw.
I seen how in that book somewhere, but I never seen none. You know, personal.
Yeah.
I'd have been glad to see one.
Uh-huh. Okay. And now when you had to dig holes for the
posts.
Yeah. And all the those fences. Well, when you wanted to start a hen laying, what would you use to fool her? You kept your, say, your chickens, and would you ever put anything in the...
Well, they always, most of the time you had one or two that land. What we always did do is just leave one in the nest, you know, one egg.
That would be the...
We call it a nest egg. We just leave that one in there.
Yeah.
Well, what we do is pick up the eggs every day, and we always just leave one. Just go pick up and leave one in there, and so most of them would start laying like that. But sometimes they go on a spare, like around Easter and Christmas, look like they did with holidays. They didn't want to lay at all. The rest of the time they would lay good.
Yeah. Now, your wife, if your wife had a nice tea set or something like that, she'd say it was her best. It was made out of what? Made out of?
Oh.
Well,
I put it with my
a cabinet. Would they might have a cabinet where they'd put their best what?
Well, they thought it was their best china.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
No.
Okay. Like something, kind of an egg that they would put in a nest.
No.
Okay. But that would be a what? That would be a. You call it a china egg?
I guess you would.
Okay. You never saw one?
No.
What would you carry water in around here?
You mean right now? The old
Yeah. But back in the old times when you're getting water out of the cistern, say.
Okay, most of the time you had a wooden bucket.
How did you get water out of the cistern?
Well, what you do, you had a bucket on a rope.
Uh-huh.
Then you had a little door, you just open the door and you pass it, let your bucket fall in there, and you pull it up.
Did you ever see them and they'd have a place down to the cistern would be, was yours built in the ground?
Yeah.
Oh.
On top of the ground.
Oh, I see.
Didn't have one of those on top of the ground, you know, on the side of the house.
And the water would come out of the what, on the top of the ground? Water would come out of the...
You mean the ones that was
the
in
the... ones that were built up on the top of the ground?
Well,
they'd open, there'd be a little thing.
Yeah, there. A little faucet. Now, we had one, a deep well, with one of these long buckets on it. I'm sure you've seen it.
No, tell me about
that. A bucket about that long.
How long is that? About?
About 3 feet long, I guess.
Three bucket. Feet?
And you had a long rope, and you had a rafter bill, like if this shows your well right there, you had a rafter bill on the top of it, and you had a pulley right in the middle of it, and you had a rope on it. What you do, you let that rope go down, and you have to let it go down pretty fast. So when that bucket hit, it would go, the water would get in it. And when you get it full, you pull it back up, and you pull. And you have to have, you had a bucket there, like your water bucket or whatever, and you had a little ring on the top of a shaft that go down to the bottom. You take your tub and you pull it, and the water would fall out.